Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one. So, man, I'll admit, like, I love Jalen Brunson's game. And as a guard, honestly, he has the pace that I think, honestly, all guards should, especially smaller guards, should strive for. And I guess equating that, of course, is his basketball to business podcast. He has, honestly, in my opinion, the best change of speed, change of pace, aside from guys like Chris Paul, who may not have the top speed anymore, but his overall wizardry is crazy. But aside from CP3, man, I feel like Brunson has the best change of pace in the league, pound for pound. And it makes me think about the skill set that he has, also the pace of our seasons too. I keep talking about seasonality, and it's a real thing. Like, the summer's popping off here soon, but for me, and it's hard not to get too far ahead of myself, but I do believe it's rational to start thinking about the next quarter, even though we haven't even gotten into the summer technically yet. So June and July is going to be crazy. August will be here soon. But then September, October, November, December, that time starts rolling around and things start getting a little bit slower, depending on the makeup of your training business. The high schoolers probably drop off significantly. Middle schoolers who are making their team, hopefully, will drop off significantly. And it'll be time to start recruiting again. So my thought is about that too, and looking at the numbers and seeing what that drop off looked like and how to recoup that, or how to just, if you can, downsize a little bit, use that time for other things that are pretty significant, and zero sum your budget, meaning making sure you're not spending more than you need to, and having your finances tight so you can take that time to rest. You can take that time to kind of relax and downsize your training schedule so you're not paying as much in rent. So you are optimizing every single hour that you have and doing well for yourself in the time period that is a little bit slower, in the season that's a little bit slower. So just kind of looking ahead to that right now, thinking about that, and also being present for the summer, which is going to be super busy, which is I'm grateful for, and I hope it's busy for you too. But yeah, Jalen Brunson's pace made me think about that, and the pace for us in our basketball training seasons, and week by week sometimes, man, because I know sometimes it's easy to just keep padding and adding more sessions onto your schedule, even though you're dog tired and you might need a break, and it's time for you probably to slow down just a little bit, but you can't or you won't for whatever reason. That's a real thing too. So all that being said, I hope that you guys can pay attention to those changes of speed, those changes of pace in your basketball training business. I know I am too, and I know I'm starting to notice what creates an optimal training session. Definitely need a snack, definitely need some water. I'm the type of dude that goes without it sometimes, and because I'm working, I'm focused, but then I suffer in the training sessions, and the athletes probably don't get my best, which is not okay. So it's just being real, but I've been doing a better job about that, and also realizing, you know what, 7-hour days every single day on the court, that's not where it's at for me. At least some of you guys probably enjoy that, but I do think there's a diminishing return there at some point. Digressing to say, the change of speed is real. The change of seasonality is real. So hopefully we can squeeze the mess out of this quarter, these next few months, while also preparing for the months coming ahead and the reality of the churn and the drop-off in this basketball training business when the winter comes with rec league, with church league, with the other tournaments that go on with middle school, high school basketball. All those things definitely contribute to some kind of droppage and attrition. So let's keep that in mind. Let's prepare for it. Let's start marketing like crazy and putting things in place to start to be able to recruit during that slower season, create relationships with YMCA directors, with rec league directors, partnering with them, seeing how you can service them and have an infinite pool of a pipeline for kids that you can help out. Let's start making those strategic moves right now and digging our well before we're thirsty. Hopefully that helps, and hope you guys have a great day.